How you doing, Matt?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good.
Well, if nothing else, do you at least feel fresh for a Sunday's game?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, sitting back and taking some time off, body feels good, mind feels good, and, you know, hopefully it was beneficial that time.
How eager are you to show that, you know, how things went the first two games is indicative of the kind of player you can be this year?
Yeah, you know, I'm excited, and this is definitely, you know, the first time back at it is going to tell a lot, I think, and so it's really real important, and I'm just looking forward to going out there and you know, playing like I know I can play, and you know, and just getting out of the funk, I guess, that myself or us as an offense that we're in.
How much self-scouting do you do as far as, you know, trying to figure out, you know, try to keep one step ahead of what the defense might be thinking about how to defend you?
Yeah, there's a little bit of that going on, but it's, you know, at the same time, we got to focus as a group offensively. We got to focus on ourselves, but also we got to focus on them. But there's, you know, any downtime or any off time that I get, you know, I'll look at some tape and if anything, I mean, it's just a good reminder to yourself, knowing that you can do this and you can play well. I like to look at the defense or focus on us as an offense before any of that.
Well, can you talk about the challenge of playing without Steve Smith?
You know, I mean, he's a big time player. I mean, he makes big plays. It would be hard. It just makes things, you know, a little more difficult with him not in there. But you know, he's a game changer. You know, so you go into a game without that guy, and it makes it rough. But you know, having him there, you know, obviously all those things are in your favor. So it's just you know, there's so many things that are unseen. I think just him being on the field helps us out offensively, and so we hope that works out.
When you see what this Niners defense did to Jason Campbell on film last week, mm-hmm. What kind of stuck out in your mind?
I think, you know, I mean, defensively, they're solid all the way around. I think their linebackers really stand out. I mean, they're big. Big guys, obviously led by 52 there, and you know, just I think they play fast. I think they play with their size. You know, they're different than most guys, it seems to me. And I think, you know, they kind of just hold everything together, and they got some players up front in the secondary. They're good. They're well rounded, you know. So, you know, asking me what stuck out, I think their backers are the biggest thing, and we just gotta be aware of that and execute.
You include all four guys in that, the outside linebackers as well?
Yeah. I mean, I think they do it well, you know, and just watching them and they got two studs in the middle, and then yeah, even the outside guys, they play well.
When you see now that the league has said they're willing to suspend players for flagrant hits, Do you think that's what it's going to take to get it to stop, or do you think even that's going to work?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. I mean, I think that'll have an effect, but they got to do something because the game is. Now, I understand it's a violent game and all that, but it's you know, we can't be having guys out or be, you know, being, you know, hit the way they are for very much longer. I mean, it's just. Can't have that. So something needs to be done.
What do you think of what have you seen on film the first couple of games that Taylor Mays has been on the field?
I think he's, you know, he's quality. He's obviously a big guy, athlete. You know, I think he hadn't been out there very long, but he I think he knows how to play the position. He's a physical guy. You know, I'm not making much of it. I mean, he's obviously a quality player. He wouldn't be in there. You know what I mean?
How much easier is it going to make it for you as a quarterback when you get those running backs both, you know, hitting the ground running a little better?
Yeah, I mean, that'll help out not only the quarterback, but just everybody as an offense. I mean, that's kind of who we are and what we hang our hat on, and we get that going, and I think it makes everybody else's job easier, everybody up front and guys on the outside with coverage. I mean, it's makes a world of a difference. So, I mean, that's obviously something we've been working on and something we need to, really kind of tighten up here.
You mentioned the unseen things that Steve Smith brings. I mean, when he's not in the game, do you see defenses, you know, creeping in closer to the line of scrimmage, crowding the box more than they do when he's out there?
I think so. I think so. I mean, Steve has proven time and time again that he can, like I said, make big plays in this league. A lot of those plays are downfield, and it's hard for defenses to creep up with a guy like that on the field, because I mean, there's no telling where he's going or what he's going to do. So they just got to keep an eye on him, and with the focus on him, I mean, they can't come down and be a run player in the box or things like that. I mean, I suppose they could, but it's not very common.
Who takes over that role when he's not there? Who has to step up?
Well. Yeah, I think everybody has to step up, but you know, a guy that I've been real proud of this year is David Geddes. I mean, he's done a wonderful job. He's been playing a couple positions, but also I think, you know, with if Steve is not there, Brandon LaFell has got to be that guy, and I understand they're both young and they're both, you know, going into their sixth game or whatever, but they gotta play big and play more experienced than they are.
Yeah, this team they finally got their first win, and they know what it's like to be 0-5, and how they have to keep it together in that locker room. How have you guys been handling this tough start? And is the locker room still there?
I think we got quality guys here. Guys are definitely disappointed, but. I think Coach Fox and the staff here have done a really good job of just the whole attitude and the whole mindset, pouring that out on guys, and I think guys respond to that. And I think we have, although we are young, there are still some key veteran guys here that have experienced things like this before, either here or elsewhere, and really keep the attitude, I think, where it needs to be. And so, yeah, frustrations and disappointment and stuff like that. Yeah, that's there. But I think as a solid locker room, I think we're still headed in the right direction, and spirits are pretty good.
You haven't been in the league very long, but with a couple of rookie receivers, do you find yourself having to take more of a leadership position than ordinarily you would?
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt, and I think that comes naturally with the position, but just with the personnel we have here, even more so. You know, so. And that's been going good. I mean, it's been different in some situations, and when Steve's out there in the huddle, obviously he'll kind of corral his guys and help them out any way possible, which is nice. We all kind of do it. We kind of team up, and just guys do a good job, and having a guy, guys like Travell Wharton and Jordan Gross, and experienced guys on the offensive line help as well.
All right. Cool. Thanks, Matt.
All right, guys.